The study from the UW-Milwaukee argued that the city of Milwaukee is relatively more integrated than previous research had suggested. Social scientists elsewhere have labeled Milwaukee as one of the most hyper-segregated cities in the nation. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel ran several lengthy stories on the UW-Milwaukee study. But a coalition of civil rights and labor groups argue the study and the newspaper articles were a whitewash of the area's racial disparities. Jerry Ann Hamilton heads the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP.
The fact that a few whites still remain in the Northwest Side neighborhoods where we have moved to in the last 10 and 20 years doesn't change our socioeconomic status one iota. It doesn't give us jobs. It doesn't improve our high school graduation rate. It doesn't result in approval of our mortgage loan so that we can become homeowners. It doesn't allow us to own cars so we can drive to apply for the new employment opportunities in the suburbs.
Another social scientist at the UW-Milwaukee argues that the study should have also used some of the other measurements the Census Bureau uses to track segregation. He also says most integration in the city is just the tail end of white flight. Now, the authors of the new integration study have defended their work, and the newspaper defends its coverage. The group that paid for the study, Milwaukee's Helen Bader Foundation, says the study and the reaction have created a surprising amount of lively debate. Foundation Vice President Robin Merrill.
Well, I think this is the nature of academe, that you have 10 academics sitting in a room and you're going to have a lot of discussion. And I think research and pushing things and looking at things differently is always helpful.
Merrill says the Helen Bader Foundation has also asked other UW-Milwaukee professors to look into economic development, jobs, and employment fields for the city's minorities. Those studies will be released over the next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.